BBC News with Julie Kendler. Germany is banning gatherings of more than two people in public outside work as part of stringent measures to try to stem the flow of the coronavirus pandemic. People in the same household are exempt. Chancellor Angela Merkel is quarantining herself after coming into contact with a doctor who's got the virus. The number of cases in Germany has been climbing rapidly. Italy says another 651 people with coronavirus have died in the last 24 hours, but the figure is less than that announced on Saturday. Spain says 394 patients have died there, the worst daily figure yet in that country. Greece is now the latest nation to announce a total ban on non-essential movements. New York's Mayor Bill de Blasio has warned that the city will soon face severe shortages of hospital supplies unless the federal government pursues a more aggressive approach to the public health crisis. Nearly 8,000 people have now have coronavirus in the city and 60 have died. 23 people have died in a prison riot in the Colombian capital, Bogotá. The inmates were protesting against overcrowding and poor health services during the pandemic. There have been protests in both men's and women's jails all over Colombia. The Indian capital, Delhi, and several other states are being put into lockdown until the end of this month to contain the virus. The president of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, has said this year's event in Tokyo won't be cancelled, but that a postponement could be an option in the light of the pandemic. Numerous international and national sports competitions have been cancelled or delayed because of the global public health crisis. In other news, the authorities in Croatia say they're expecting to provide temporary accommodation for 1,000 people displaced by two earthquakes which struck the Zagreb area in quick succession. BBC News.